Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to the show. It's Julie Renee, and it is the month of tricking and treating and goblins and ghouls. And today we're going to talk about tricks and treats for maintaining your good energy. So, ho, 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 and goo. This should be a really fun show. I think it's a Friday. This is the first time I've ever done the show on a Friday, and I was thinking how appropriate it is to have this conversation on a Friday afternoon. And I know we all kind of maybe even gain a little momentum knowing the weekend is here and TGIF, so to speak. But let's look at how do we keep our energy up during the week, during the day, when we're really involved with our mission, with the work, whether we're in a corporate job or we're an entrepreneur. So how do we make things happen? And as we start that conversation, I'm going to take you into my story and just a very short little journey of recovering from the atomic bomb and recovering from cancer and 17 surgeries and dying even and in a wheelchair. And I recovered from all that. And I was on my mission 5 years ago, and I was like regenerating cells, glands, and organs all over the United States. And I was going on tours, and I was speaking at big whole life conventions and the spirit seeker conventions, and I was really out and about and working many, many hours, sometimes 60 hours of session time a week plus speaking gigs. So needless to say, I really wasn't able to maintain and sustain that kind of a schedule. Like, it just wasn't honoring and respectful of where my body has been. And what I did was really have a big crash, but it didn't happen all at once. And so if you're a speaker or a teacher or you're on your way to exhaustion, you feel tired in the middle of the day most days, then this is really going to be meaningful for you. Actually, when you've survived death, and then you kick in and you're out doing your mission, and all of a sudden you get taken out because you're fatigued and exhausted every minute of the day, that your body is achy, and all you really want to do is sleep, this is no good. This is no way to live. And it kind of destroys the whole purpose of staying alive, so to speak. So here we go. One of the main things that you can do, one thing that you can do right now every day, is start drinking more water. We want to keep the body and the brain hydrated. And so a trick that I recommend is to drink 4 ounces every hour, or a Dixie cup, which is 2 ounces every half hour, all day long. Forget about the guzzling thing. If you chug down like a 16-ounce bottle of water, guess what? Your body is not really going to get the advantage of that because you've just flooded the system. So it will take some water in it, maybe take 4 ounces or 6 ounces, but it isn't going to get the whole benefit of the 16 ounces. You're just going to pee it out. So become a sipper and really make sure that you're drinking some water. I carry a water bottle or a glass of water with me just everywhere now. So as I'm sitting here doing the show, I have a glass of water to the left of me. All right, so I want you to really make a mental note of that and incorporate that into your days, because this will help you maintain your energy. And the reason that water helps you maintain your energy is because if the brain is getting dehydrated, the neurotransmitters are no longer able to connect with each other. So your little communication centers aren't really making the connection because you're drying out your brain, and your brain just wants to sleep. And having the water in the brain really, really helps keep you crystal clear, keep you focused. I really see this really in a tragic way in senior citizens who maybe they don't have as good a bladder control as they did when they were younger, and they won't drink water, and little do they know, they're really causing their brain to go into a state like dementia, or they're amplifying or accelerating the Alzheimer's that they're experiencing. So we really, really don't need to have that feeling of, I don't know what's wrong with me, do I have Alzheimer's? That is a lot about the water you get. Okay, so water, you got that as a checkoff. Now that's one of the tricks. The next one I want to talk about is your optimal sleep. And, you know, I really recommend 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. But, you know, if you're really under a lot of duress and stress, I'm going to recommend maybe 9 or 10 hours of sleep. Because the thing is, the body is trying to handle all you're throwing at it. And there's a kind of mental stress that really takes the body down. So I just want to really recommend to you, you're going to get your best sleep, you know, if you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. So the best hours of sleep are between 10 and midnight. Those are the most regenerative. And let's give you some tips on how to go to sleep. First of all, you want to go to sleep feeling happy. Maybe you can do a gratitude list, take a warm bubble bath, make love, whatever it is that gets you in a sweet mood. And really, I recommend not, although it's kind of a fun thing to go watch movies, and action movies are so exciting, but it changes you if you're doing a like a Bourne movie or, you know, one of those really high-intensity thriller movies. What happens is your adrenals are running on at high alert because your body doesn't know that you're in a movie theater. And so your adrenals are on at high alert. And they're running. Adrenals are meant to, you know, originally to kick out cortisol and adrenaline so that you could run away from a saber-toothed tiger. So if you're in an action movie, your body is being set at a high alert, and it may be hours before the high alert turns off. So you see how the action movies would actually stimulate you. Of course, like a natural thing, you wouldn't drink coffee after maybe 3 o'clock. I realize, I know people who drink coffee before bedtime, and I just like go, wow, that's crazy. So you're drinking a caffeinated beverage, you're drinking a stimulant before you go to sleep. And, you know, some people go, oh, it puts me right to sleep. Well, that means that something is wrong with your body if a stimulant puts you to sleep. So rethink that strategy. I mean, you really don't want to be one of those people who a stimulant puts you to sleep at night. That's not a good thing. Okay, drinking chamomile tea will help you get sleep. I know I'm not giving you any new information. You probably already know about chamomile tea. Taking a lavender salt bath would be wonderful. There's another thing that a lot of people don't realize is that if you are sitting at your computer and the time is going by and you've missed the natural melatonin release that starts happening as the sun sets, you may not fall asleep at all at night. I know people who are technology people, and they don't have an internal clock anymore. And the computer, you know, if you think about working on the computer, it really does put you into a kind of a trance state. Now, think about that. You're in a kind of a trance state, and you have this bright light in front of you, brighter than the sun in a way, and it's shining into your eyes. And right behind your eyes, an inch or two, is your pineal gland. And the pineal gland is very smart in that it knows that it needs to release melatonin as the sun goes down. But it's not very smart in being able to say, oh, the light is from the computer or the light is from the sun. And so if you're sitting in front of a bright screen, your pineal gland will be tricked into thinking that it's still daylight, and it just won't go ahead and release the melatonin. I know sometimes people take a supplement, a melatonin supplement, and that will help. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than using your own chemistry. And if you can't, then, you know, use something that helps you for a while until you can get back on track. Okay, so we've talked about the role that the pineal gland plays in sleep, and we've talked a little bit about how high alert and the adrenals, the role that they play in getting good night's sleep. Adrenals have a lot to say about you being wide awake during the day. Adrenals can take you down at 1 o'clock. If you're suffering from adrenal fatigue, which is you might be feeling kind of like your nervous system is pretty wired, but you're exhausted all the time, you're sleepy between 1 and 5 in the afternoon, and you rally about 9 o'clock at night. I mean, all of a sudden you whoosh, you have a lot of energy between 9 and 1, 9 at night and 1. Also, you might be waking up at 3 in the morning. So that's the adrenals, and that's adrenal fatigue. So if you're going through that, you might want to have a conversation with me. I have a discovery session and a VIP day, and we can really get your adrenals back to 100% proper function and make corrections in your brain and in your nervous system to make things better. And by the way, that's the same with the pineal gland. The pineal gland can be regenerated and can be retaught to function properly. As a matter of fact, that's kind of the theme of the show, 100% Healthy, 100% You. And we really want to be thinking about the way to maintain 100% health rather than the things to avoid. So I am giving you a list of how you can really attain 100% health, but you've got to be aware of some of the habits that you have right now that are in place that may not really be supporting you in being 100% healthy. So when you sleep well at night, you get up in the morning well rested, I want you to really think about it. What kind of shape are you in when you wake up in the morning? Do you feel tired and achy? Do you keep putting the snooze button on? Or do you wake to the day feeling energized and excited and happy and, oh, goody, here's the next day. Here's a day that I can fulfill more of my mission. So I ask you that question, and I really want you to think about that. Is there's one thing about physical exhaustion, and there's another thing about emotional exhaustion. And there are people who have fatigue from emotional exhaustion. And they're the people who use the word tired. And they might even say, I'm sick and tired. And rather than saying, I feel restful, I feel sleepy right now, or it'd be great for me to take a break and relax, they're going to say, I feel tired. Tired is an emotional exhaustion. There is something missing, and you're not taking time to fuel your emotional tanks. So what in the world does that mean, Julie Renee? By the way, we're halfway through our half an hour, and this is Julie Renee Doering, and I am a master health activator, speaker, and author. And you can find out more about me and my programs at www.julierenee.com. And for this show, we have an amazing, magnificent gift for you. It's a five-part program, a delivered through your computer, free to you, called From Fatigue to Fabulous. And it really is the how to start getting your adrenals back in shape, and has a guided meditation. It has a mantra from India to help heal that fatigue and exhaustion. Lots of goodies in there. That you can find at miraculouslivingtoday.com. miraculouslivingtoday.com. That's a free gift for you. And would love to hear from you, especially if you're really struggling with fatigue and exhaustion, if you've got that fuzzy brain syndrome. You know, what I've discovered in my research, and I've been working with a lot of powerful, ambitious women leaders who really refuse to play small, but they are all consistently being taken out by fatigue, exhaustion, and fuzzy brain. And what I do with these women is I help them regenerate their brain, and I mentor them in the process of really owning their life in a powerful way where they can stay centered, focused, and balanced, and get them back playing full out again with really a way, a system that's easy to implement where they can just stay at the top of their game indefinitely. They don't have to go down again. Goody, goody, goody. So let's take a look. Let's see. We've looked a little bit at adrenals. I wanted to mention to you that if you are hooked on those five-hour energy drinks, you are turning off the natural ability of your adrenals to work properly. So please understand that if you're loading up on caffeine and loading up on stimulants, you are taking the power away from your adrenal glands to ever function normally again. So understand, people come to me and they go, why are my adrenals not working? Or why am I so tired all the time? And from environmental toxins, from toxins we ingest, and from aging programs, things degenerate. And what I'm able to do is regenerate them, but believe me, it's a process of growing back the adrenals and getting the chemistry up, and it takes months. The adrenals can be regenerated in 4 months, but understand that you now have adrenals that are beautiful, in perfect condition for like a baby, because they're new adrenals, and you're an adult running high stress. So it may take 6 months or a year to get the chemistry right, because you've got the new cells, but the chemistry has to catch up. And, you know, baby doesn't need their adrenals working like crazy. So really keep that in mind, that if you can actually start implementing some better processes for yourself, I highly recommend it. You know, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I want to do is meditate. I wake up at 5:30 and just stay in my bed and meditate from 5:30 to 6. And the first thing that's off my lips in the morning when I wake up is, thank you, God. I am so grateful for this day. And then streaming through what I'm excited about, what I'm grateful for, and really connecting with the divine. And then from there, I do a nice clear out, and I do my traditional clearing out, grounding myself and clearing my female body, clearing my adrenals and my nervous system, clearing the center of my head, cleaning up my aura, pulling my aura in, and then running earth energy up through my legs and cosmic energy into the back of my head and through my torso and out the top of my head. And so you can just see that already I'm doing a nice clean out from sleeping all night, and whether I was off in dreamland, you know, running with the tigers, or if I were out doing healings with people in Nepal, whatever I was doing, I am refreshed and revitalized. And then about 6 o'clock in the morning, maybe 6:30, I get up and I go downstairs, get my workout clothes on, and I am such an advocate of working out first thing in the morning. get a big drink of water, and get the workout going. And some of you have heard me mention this. I'm now doing Tony Horton's Power 90 Extreme, the P90X, and I'm committed to doing it for 9 months, and I'm on week 14. And there's something really exciting about changing your body and really activating the muscles. And my girlfriends are all saying, oh, I could never do that. That's so hard. But, you know, if you think of yourself as an athlete, you can do this at any time in life. You can pop back into exercise. And if you're not an athlete, then do dance or do yoga or do hiking. But do something that really gets the good chemistry flowing in the body. So you want to work out enough so that your body is feeling great, and you want to realize or recognize that overworking out, and there are a lot of articles these days on overtaxing the body, is no good either, because when you overtax the body, you are actually... And I realize this in my Power 90 Extreme workouts. You're asking the adrenals to pump in some adrenaline to get you through that hour and 20-minute workout or the hour and 35-minute workout, whatever that is. And so if you're asking for that, you need to make sure that you're getting really, really good nutrition. And if your body wants to take a 3 or 5-minute nap in the afternoon, you need to honor your body and say, okay, I'm willing to surrender and take that little cat nap, or... You know, some people it's a little longer. I know I can get a 3-minute nap in and I'm good to go. So understand that these extreme workouts can actually be kind of harmful for the adrenals if you're not in good shape. And if you're in good shape, you just want to really be sure that you're getting all the vitamins and the minerals. And I'll tell you what, when you're working out hard, you need to put extra minerals in your in your diet. So there's got to be a way. I take colloidal minerals, so they're drops, and I put them in my morning protein drink. And, you know, cell food is good. There's a bunch of wonderful products that you can pop in to really give yourself some super nutrition. I'd say, you know, the green drinks, if you can get into a really healthy routine of getting enough protein and eating lots of fresh green vegetables, being balanced, there's some people who would say that eating raw is going to be the best, but eating raw is fantastic, and your body can do really, really well on eating raw, but you will not be able to do hard workouts in the morning. And eating raw is not meant for a stressful life. So if you have a life where you can live a majority of your time in nature, eating raw would be ideal for you because you're in sync with nature. But I find that if you're under a lot of deadlines and demands, and that each day is exciting but presents you with much to do, then I want you to be thinking about some natural occurring proteins. So maybe you're having some fish and chicken, or even some beef or lamb. Just make sure it's really clean. There's range free. You want to be going to one of the natural health food stores. And, you know, one of the things that I recommend is that you muscle test to make sure that the energy of the meat you're buying, if you are going to eat meat, is high enough for your body. And if you want to learn to muscle test, there's an excellent brand new program I have called Activate, and in the very first session I teach you how to both use quantum energy and how to muscle test, so you can really sort that out for yourself. And it may be up on the website today. It certainly will be up on the website this week. It will be in the drop-down menu under the way. So julierenee.com, the way, and you'll do a drop-down menu and see the program Activate Masters Series. So that would be very, very good if you want to start learning how to muscle test and how to use quantum energy to clear clear your space, that'd be fantastic. Okay, well, we've talked about a few things to keep your energy up. I think I'm just going to finish up the show. I've got a few minutes left and just address a few of the things that people say to me, like, oh, my God, I had a big carb meal and I'm tanking, I'm sleepy. Well, understand that a big carb meal at lunchtime will make you sleepy. You're throwing your pancreas, your insulin, you're throwing your blood sugar off. And so the natural response, you know, like the body is giving you what you're putting into it. So if you're giving it a lot of a big carb meal or heavy oils too, your natural body response is to go to sleep. So think about the kinds of foods that you eat at lunch that are perhaps protein-rich and rich in nutrients, especially like greens. So a salad or chard or broccoli, bok choy, Brussels sprouts, any of the greens, any of the salads, those and fresh vegetables like carrots. Although you got to be a little gentle with some of the vegetables that are high in sugar, and carrots are high in sugar, but having some of that is good for you. You need some sugar, and a naturally occurring sugar is so good for you, as opposed to, say, for instance, you know, a chocolate decadence or something, I don't know. I heard from one of my really powerful women clients, someone I mentor, who's in her 30s and is in the multi-million dollar category. Well, she said, I don't want to deprive myself. I want to have my desserts. And you have to look at this in a completely different way. And I said, well, you know, when our bodies were created, there was no such thing as a double fudge chocolate layer cake. And the amount of sugar that the body has to process, so you think about the dosing of sugar, and it's basically like shooting cocaine into your body. So understand that a dosing of high sugar was never meant to be. So have a piece of fruit and get on with your day. Well, the Blog Talk lady is letting me know that we're in the wrap-up of the show. I hope that these tricks and tips will be really helpful for you maintaining your energy. We actually are doing a series this month on energy and fuzzy brain. And so tune in next week, and we'll give you a bunch more wonderful tips and tricks and get you really energized and vibrant. So blessings and love to you. I love to hear from you. Please feel free to drop me a message. You can go onto the website, Julie Renee, and send us a message through the Contact Us form. And don't forget to pick up your free From Fatigue to Fabulous program at miraculouslivingtoday.com. That's all for now. Look forward to seeing you next week. Lots of love. Bye-bye.